Pharmaceutical manufacturers routinely shower doctors with free drug samples, and they've long claimed that they do so in part so doctors can pass the medicine along to poor patients. Well, a new study challenges that claim. NPR's Joanne Silberner has details.
Physician Richard Barron practices medicine in Philadelphia. Some of his patients are poor, but he won't even take the time to talk to the drug company representatives who stop by to offer free samples.
It's typically the wrong medications. It's not to say never, but the medications that they give us are the most expensive, the newest, the ones we know the least about, the ones that, as recent experience has shown, may have side effects that we don't know about yet.
Up in Boston, physician Sarah Cutrona shares his concerns. She says free medications can change the way physicians practice for the worse.
You want to go to your doctor and get the medication that he or she feels is most appropriate for you, not the medication that's on the shelf.
But Cutrona began thinking the free giveaways might have an upside. So several years ago, she started a study.
We're looking to see, is the use of free samples overall such an overwhelming positive? Because without the free samples, we wouldn't be getting medications to our needy patients.
Cutrona is a doctor with the Cambridge Health Alliance, a Boston-area health system that's affiliated with Harvard Medical School. She and colleagues took a close look at a government health survey of 33,000 people. Participants were asked, among other things, whether they had received any free prescription drug samples in the previous year. The analysis is published in the current issue of the American Journal of Public Health. It shows 12% of Americans got free drug samples in 2003. But Cutrona wasn't happy.
Few samples actually went to needy patients. Insured Americans and those with higher income were actually more likely to report receiving free drug samples.
Not that doctors were favoring those rich people with health insurance, she says. It was more a matter of poorer people not seeing personal physicians as often, if at all. About 11% of low-income people received at least one free sample, compared to 13% of people with high incomes.
So these free samples really are not a safety net.
An official at the drug company Trade Group Pharma says there are medication subsidy programs to help poor people. Free samples are for something else.
Samples are made available to physicians when drugs are launched so that physicians can get some experience with those drugs. Physicians may also use samples to get a patient started on a drug before they can go to the pharmacy and pick up a prescription.
But that comes back to Cutrona and Barron's concerns that free samples tend to be new drugs, which means they're usually more expensive and don't have a long safety record. That's especially a problem with chronic conditions such as high cholesterol or serious heartburn, where patients may be on the drugs for many years. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.